Hi, I'm Kate from Psych for Life. So in the last few videos, we've talked about persistence and why it's important. We've talked about things you can say to your kids to encourage them to persist and how you can model persistence through your own behavior. So how early is it appropriate to start teaching kids persistence? Well, it turns out it might be earlier than we think.
So babies, they don't start talking until on average around their first birthday. And so you might be tempted to think, especially as a new parent, that if they're not saying words, they're not understanding them. But what the research is showing is that by the time babies are 6 months old, they already know the names of common nouns. They know banana, they know juice, they know all these sorts of common noun names. And they're already picking up on the sorts of things that we're saying around them. They're also picking up on the sorts of things that we're doing around them, even before your baby starts talking and really physically interacting with the world. And those things might play a really important role in their early development and in their early learning. So babies start to engage in goal-directed behavior very early on in development. And one of the key signals of what they're orienting towards, what they're interested in, what they want to do is their eyes. So when you look at a baby's eyes, that's a window into what they're interested in, what they're motivated about. Shortly after gaze, you start to see gestures. And gestures are great because they're much more salient signals of a baby's interest. So as soon as you see babies start pointing towards things, reaching towards things, that's your cue that they are interested and motivated to get that thing, learn about that thing, show you that thing. So paying attention to their gestures are a really great way to cue in and see what they're interested in, what they're motivated to learn about.
So it's never too early to start, but it's never too late to start either. Whether your child is an infant, in preschool, in middle school, in high school, or even in college, you can start using these techniques to reward their efforts and also share a bit more about your own challenges. And remember, you don't need to completely overhaul the way you're doing things. You can start with small changes that fit into your life quite naturally.
When we're thinking about what caregivers can do to support their children's persistence, there's no one spot, there's no one location, there's no one best place to do it. And in fact, the more places you can think about encouraging persistence and encouraging that sort of strategic persistence, persisting when it makes sense to persist, the better. And so you can teach your kids about persistence in the grocery store or at the doctor's office when they're encountering something new or doing something that they don't want to do. They may not want to go in the door. They may not even want to get out of the car, and they have to do it. And it might be hard for them to do. They don't necessarily see the immediate payoff. So we can think about promoting persistence at home, outside. It can happen anywhere.
So here are the key takeaways. One, it's never too early to start. Two, it's never too late to start either. And three, start small. Start making little changes here and there until it becomes effortless. Now, is there ever a time where we don't want our children to persist? In the next video, we'll learn how to help our kids determine when to persist and when to walk away. We'll see you there.